Well, Jeff, the news seems to be full of supply chain issues, delayed shipping, rising prices, and inflation. How's that affecting us here at Bjork's Fine Jewelry?
Honestly, Liz, not in the least bit. Our prices are sharp as ever. Our values are the best in the business. You can compare the mega box stores, the internet, or even the big city diamond districts, and you still won't find the deals we offer.
Well, that will make our customers very happy. But I've heard that many businesses are struggling to find product and maintain inventories.
Not here at Bjork's Fine Jewelry. We work very hard with our suppliers to make sure diamonds, gemstones, and jewelry continue to arrive and keep our selection fresh and exciting.
So let me get this straight. Our customers can stroll into Bjork's and still get unbeatable prices, top-notch quality, first-class service, and the area's largest inventory to make the perfect jewelry choice?
You sum that up pretty well, Liz. But don't forget, we also have the area's largest selection of coins and precious metals bullion. Some dealers have really struggled to source sufficient quantities, but here at Bjork's, we are fully stocked.
You know, Jeff, we're pretty lucky to have been serving the Lafayette community for over 75 years.
Shop smart, shop Bjork's, Bjork's.com.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
TC Trailer salutes the movers and haulers, the ones who always deliver when you need them most. TC Trailers knows they deserve a trailer that's as reliable as they are. The right trailer with the right stuff, including over 300 options, an enormous parts department, an in-house repair shop, and incredible customer service. They deserve TC Trailers. Stop in to see Sir Frankfurt at State Roads 28 and 29 or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
It's pony time! Get up! Hey now, everybody! In the Union Hall! It's pony time!
All right. This song? I actually put this in for Owen, but it'll work.
It'll work.
This is the pony song.
What's that got to do with hot dogs? At least I got the other one. Who let the dogs out?
Harness racing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about harness racing.
Everything else was like pretty dark if you talked about horses. So this was the only one that was had an upbeat to it. You know. So,
all right.
A chubby checker. And
so Owen's okay with waiting for a few minutes.
Owen's
okay.
Call about 9:15.
That'll be perfect. We're just going to mix things up here a little bit today. So thank you to Owen for being a little flexible. But we have in studio Ed Kripe and Wyatt Lucas with us this morning. And they are with Ducks Unlimited. You guys are going to have to get way closer. You got to be right up there. So get to know each other well, and we can pass the mic back and forth. However,
I know
we have
Wyatt
to do that.
Can be loud.
Oh, I know Wyatt can be loud. That's that's not.
I remember.
I remember.
Ed's like, you bet he can.
I remember very well. Believe me.
Well, I have my sheet.
You lost it, didn't you?
No.
You lose.
No.
Everything.
I have it. Oh, right here. I got it.
Okay.
Oh, I'm making a crazy today. Clinton County Ducks Unlimited Clubs for Conservation is happening this weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
So, first of all, I want to talk about this group because I got a little confused yesterday when I was talking with Ed because I was thinking, you know, we were talking about Charlie yesterday, and this is not, his is pheasants.
Pheasants forever.
So this
forever.
Is different.
But it's very similar, though.
But we did have a chapter oh, how many years ago, Wyatt? It's been...
A DU chapter here? Yeah. Oh, 1995, I think, was the last time before you guys got it going.
Yeah, and we just started it back up in 2021.
Okay, so let's talk about this and what all this is, you know, what your mission is, and then who decided to start it back up, and then Wyatt, we're going to get to you because I was, how cool is this position you have gotten yourself into? So I like it all. So, no, this is a good one. This is a good one.
I was going to say, let's clarify.
Compared to some of the others we know about, which we won't talk about on air, but this is a good one. So talk about getting this started and how this all came about.
Well, actually, Wyatt came to us in 2021, which he was in Kentucky, went to college in Kentucky, and he got associated with Ducks Unlimited. And he talked about how the chapter was, 30-some plus years ago, was pretty active, and then it went dormant. And he's like, hey, fellas, let's get this going again. Because it's all about conservation, wetland conservation, and all that stuff, taking care of waterfowl and any wildlife, and clean water. So that's what it's all about. So we all sat down. My two sons are involved in it. There's Tyler Burns, Justin Blevins, of course, Wyatt. We have how many on the committee? Sheriff Kelly's involved.
Oh, sure, yes.
14 or 15 are on the committee.
Yeah. So we have a very, very good group of guys and gals. I mean, it takes a lot of volunteers to make this happen. So.
Sure.
And we have events to raise money for conservation. I mean, we've had a couple of fall bingos. Worked out really well. This is our third annual golf outing. Ducks Unlimited kind of stayed away from golf outings because they didn't seem to work for them. But by golly, Clinton County got it to work.
So sure.
Yeah.
This is our third annual, and this is our biggest. We're actually sold out.
Great.
For our golf outing.
Okay, that was going to be one of the things I asked. Okay, so well, let's talk about what you raise funds for and what you do with your funds.
I'll pass that to Wyatt.
I like that.
He's our regional director.
Okay.
So like I told you, he is in charge of the southern portion of the state.
Sure. And Wyatt is a Clinton Central graduate, went to Purdue first.
I did.
And then ended up down in Kentucky and got your master's down there.
Western Kentucky.
I was going to say Western Kentucky.
Not UK, but Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky. So you were down there just doing your thing, going to school. And so how did you get involved in this all transpire to what it is now?
So I'm sitting down there studying ag economics to get my master's because 4 years of college was not enough. And I needed something to do. Obviously, the undergrad lifestyle is a lot different than the graduate student lifestyle. So I said, well, what can I do for fun? And I looked around, and there's a lot of collegiate Ducks Unlimited chapters across the country. We did not currently have one at Western Kentucky. So I poked around and found the regional director down there, called him. I said, hey, I'm bored. I want to start a chapter. And he's like, perfect. Met him for lunch. And the rest was kind of history. Had a committee meeting, put together a group of undergrad students because I didn't have anybody else my age that wanted to help. And in that November, we had our first event that chapter had in, I think it was 6 or 7 years. And we made about $10,000 for conservation. And
What was that event?
So it was just Ducks Unlimited's bread and butter, as we call it, a dinner event or a banquet. So people show up, they buy a ticket, they get a meal. There's games, raffles, a silent auction, a live auction, and that's pretty much the basic dinner event that Ducks Unlimited, really the grassroots fundraising, was started on. So that's what we did, and we had it at the Expo Center there on the research farm. And so I graduated, came home, and I was selling crop insurance, and I got a phone call from the Kentucky RD, and he said, hey, the guy that covers central southern Indiana is leaving to go back home. You should apply. And I applied, and the rest is kind of history. So here we are going on 3 years later, August. Yeah.
I love it. This is kind of right up your alley, I have to tell you. I think that this is a really good job for you.
There's a lot of good days, but there's also a lot of hectic days. I spend a lot of time on the road. I mean, I was in Bloomington, Terre Haute, and Noblesville just in the last 4 days.
So. Yeah, but this is some of the stuff, if I remember right, even before you headed to Purdue, that this is some of the stuff that you were interested in. I can remember you doing, you know, helping with cleanouts and helping do environmental setups and replanting side ditches and all kinds of stuff. I mean, shoot, you did the one just down from my house when you were in high school. So, you know, I remember that kind of stuff.
Seems like so long ago, but it really wasn't.
No.
But.
By the way, Ed Kripe and Wyatt Lucas are guests from Ducks Unlimited here on Party Line this morning. And I know that the scramble is sold out, so I don't want to spend as much time on that, but let's talk about some of the things that we can look forward to that people can still get involved in as the year goes on, because as you say, this is raising money for conservation and for those kinds of things. So any other plans for things that are coming up maybe in the fall or later in the year?
Yeah, we have a fall bingo planned in September. We haven't got the date set yet, but we're looking at like the third week, possibly the fourth week. More short shooting towards the third week of September to host our, or to have our fall bingo.
Ed, what do we do at the bingo events?
We have a good time. We give away firearms. It's a great time. The last one actually was sold out, wasn't it? Our last bingo, we gave away
10 guns.
10 guns, mm-hmm. Shotguns, handguns, things like that.
Cooler.
A cooler, a Yeti cooler.
There's some bourbon raffles, all kinds of jazz that goes on at them. So
nice.
Yeah, they're very. It's a good time, but at the same time, we're doing a great thing for conservation. So that is the main thing about Ducks Unlimited is conservation.
Sure. And let's talk about some of those conservation programs that you guys put together, because I mean, there's a lot of them out there. A lot of people talk about conservation, but you guys really get in. Literally knee deep,
and it's getting harder and harder every year.
Yeah, it's so like Ed talked about, Ducks Unlimited is a nonprofit conservation organization, one of the largest globally in the scope of business that we do. We do operate, we're continental, so we do operate all the way up into Canada and down into Mexico. We have two sister organizations, Ducks Unlimited Canada and Ducks Unlimited Mexico, that we all share the same mission and the same drive to conserve wetlands across North America. What we call our divisions, the event-based fundraising. So my job is to help build chapters within my region. The chapters consist of volunteers like Ed and the rest of the Clinton County DU crew, and then they come to me with ideas of events, and then it's my job to make sure that they have the tools and resources necessary to be successful at each and every one of those events. As far as the conservation programs go, so Ducks Unlimited likes to brag, we are one of the most efficient nonprofits in the world. 86 cents of every dollar that we raise, whether it's a golf outing, a dinner, a bingo, a sportsman's night out, a ladies event, 86 cents of every dollar goes right back into the ground in some form of conservation work. When you ask about what we do, what we can do, I'm not always the most verse to talk about it. I like to say I raise the money, and our biologists and our conservation staff, they're the ones that spend it. But I do know of the 18 or 19 fish and wildlife areas in Indiana, at one point or another, Ducks Unlimited has had a hand in those properties. Ed and I were just talking on the way in. One of the biggest ones we like to talk about was right around the time when Governor Mitch Daniels got elected, Goose Pond Fish and Wildlife Area. Was a project that Ducks Unlimited had a very large hand in, which it is over down by the Green Sullivan County area. And it's a 9,000-acre fish and wildlife complex that is open to bird watchers, fishers, hikers, kayakers, hunters, anything you can do in the outdoors. Goose Pond has it. And Ducks Unlimited was a huge partner in that project and acquiring that from a private landowner before turning it over to the state of Indiana. So that's something we like to do. We do a lot of private lands projects. Unfortunately, those details are never disclosed, you know, due to the sanctity of the project.
Sure.
But I like to tell folks, when a duck's flying over, they ain't looking down if it's a private or public land sign. They're not too concerned. They're just looking for habitat. So we do a lot of work with the government. So through grants like NACA and that sort of stuff, the dollars that we raise, that our chapters and volunteers raise, the government can come in and take that $1 and turn it into $4. They can turn it into $5. They can turn it into $6. So we are able to leverage what we actually raise as an organization through different grants with the government to be able to do that kind of stuff. We partner with the DNR on all sorts of stuff. But Indiana's not, unfortunately, we're not the epitome of a sportsman state. It's just the name of the game, the environment that we have. We've got very strong agricultural ties. People take advantage of our land for that, and it's not necessarily, you know, the sportsman's go, you know, go to. So what we can do in Indiana is very limited, but there are other states where they about every time you turn the corner, you'll see a Ducks Unlimited sign stuck in the ground.
So what? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you see that growing though in Indiana? Do you see more and more areas, or do you see it shrinking?
I think it's shrinking everywhere you go. Leading scientists will tell you that the wetlands are disappearing faster than work that we can do is fixing them. That's just the name of the game. It's an uphill battle. We've known that since Ducks Unlimited was founded during the Dust Bowl, when eight guys came together and said, hey, if we don't do something now, none of this will exist ever. And that's, you know, how Ducks Unlimited was started. And like I said, it's an uphill battle, and I don't foresee it. At least here in Indiana, we have great soil. I mean, that's, you guys are in the ag industry, you know that. We're part of the Corn Belt. It's hard to get rid of that, but agriculture and development are two biggest issues we're facing here in Indiana and across the country as far as conserving wetlands. You know, people come in and they want to buy land to build up apartments and housing complexes for the growing population, and unfortunately at the end of the day their pockets are a little bit deeper than ours.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time, how we need housing, but yet now we know that it is also affecting our wildlife.
Yes, there, in my opinion, there's a happy medium that I think we should be able to find somewhere, but I don't know if we'll ever come to that. So
I'm curious, Wyatt, what is your territory?
So if you draw a line from Kokomo all the way across the state east to west, and then all the way down to, if you're looking at the map, the tip of the boot, we like to call it. So I've got chapters that range from Howard County all the way down to Posey County.
Okay. So you're here in Indiana, though.
Yes. Basically, you got three quarters of the state because, I mean, let's face it, there's not much north past Kokomo.
Yeah. So there, yep, there are two of us in the state, full-time staff members. He covers the top, what I would call it, a third, and I cover the bottom two-thirds. And I just counted yesterday in my region, we've got 25 active chapters with about 500 volunteers total.
So that was going to be my next question. Other than volunteers, and we'll talk about how you can become a volunteer here in just a minute, what does Ducks Unlimited need to continue? Is it just dollars? Is it the ear of some of our politicians? Or what all do you guys need to continue your mission?
Both.
Okay.
We need both. We need our politicians here, and we need funds. So,
we like to say that conservation without money is just a conversation, which is true. So we need funds. I mean, that's ultimately the catalyst of what we can do. Like Ed said, he's actually just joined our Indiana Ducks Unlimited State Policy Committee. So that consists of volunteers across the entire state that have a knack for the policy game. And I'll be the first to admit, I am not one of them, but Ed is a natural. So our dollars are useless if the folks at the State House don't want to listen to what we have to say. And that's what we're making a big push with the implementation of a state policy team, is to say, hey, listen, we've got people, these are volunteers, they don't see any return from the efforts that they're doing. If they're breaking their backs to put dollars into the ground for conservation, can you guys help us out by, you know, whether it's implementing some more regulations on developers that it makes it less easy for them to wipe out wetlands to build houses, or, you know, come up with some more policies in place that you'll match our money that we raise to go back into the existing wetlands so we can at least maintain that what we've got now. And but policy is huge. It's absolutely huge, because like I said, you know, our efforts are pretty much useless if those folks aren't listening to what we have to say and what we need. So, you know, anytime you see a call for action, say, hey, contact your local politician and tell them you disagree with the bill, please do so. And then just be a supporter. Say, hey, we love what you're doing.
And every year we go down to the State House and have a luncheon, a legislator's luncheon. So we set up a booth there in the rotunda to State House and invite legislators to come have lunch with us, discuss conservation, discuss Ducks Unlimited. And it's very well attended by
that was what I was going to ask. Do a lot of you, a lot of them take you up on that?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Wyatt and I went
last two years.
So yeah, we've had a really good influx of legislators stopping by and talking to us. So it's been great networking with them down there.
Sure.
As far as networking goes, not only with legislators, but are you finding that possibly networking with like soil and water and other conservation groups out there?
They are there in the rotunda with us.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
DNR,
what I was going to say.
Soil and water conservation, we're all there together.
Yeah, it got brought up a little bit earlier, the Pheasants Forever organization. We call them Hook and Bullets. That's our a term for our crew. So you've got Ducks Unlimited, Quail Forever, Pheasants Forever, Delta Waterfowl. You've got National Turkey Federation, Whitetails Unlimited. They're all invited to what we call the Sportsman's Luncheon. So they all have the opportunity to set up a booth and network with the same people that are coming by to see us. And at the end of the day, you know, there's some fun competition between those organizations, but we're all in it for the same reason, which is to conserve our natural areas of our planet. So,
well, I know a lot of people, you know, they think conservation, they think wildlife, and they say, wow, we still have a lot. You know, I can show you a picture of a 8-point buck in a cornfield right now, but that's, it's not the same. Waterfowl need those wetlands, and I think that's what a lot of people forget.
So that's what I was going to ask, actually, and this is going to be a really bizarre and broad question, I know. How many acres does it take to really get a comfortable wetland area? I mean, are we talking 3 acres? Are we talking 100 acres? Are we talking 1,000 acres? How much do we really need in a specific little? And I know we need multiples of those, but how much area do we need? That's a really weird question, I know.
I mean, that's
It can vary. It can vary. I mean, waterfowl will, I mean, during the fall, when a cornfield's flooded and the corn's down, waterfowl land in a puddle about the size of this table right here.
See, and that's why I asked this, because I think people in their heads think, oh, I don't have enough to offer. You know, if somebody's, because I know people offer land for churches, some people donate land for things like this to let people start, you know, a place for live or wildlife. I can't talk today, wildlife. And so that's why I was asking this question. I mean, for people who are thinking, oh, maybe this isn't big enough, I'll just not do anything with it. Really, they can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
There's no size limit on what a duck will see and perceive as an area where they can, whether it's lay eggs, have a brood, or we're in Indiana's situation, we're a flyover state, we're a migration state, so they're using us as a pit stop on the way south and on the way back north every year. So if they can see something with water, they're like, hey, I can rest my wings here for a day, maybe forage around to get some dinner, they're going to land in it. So it could be a pond. It can be a puddle in a cornfield. It can be a 9,000-acre well, and it does not
That's
matter.
What I was getting at.
So, yeah.
My son, where he lives now, he bought our property out there at 28 and 29, has a small pond, and there's two families of wood ducks out there now.
See, that's
so
what
yeah,
I was wondering.
Just like that.
Okay, that's what I and that's what I was trying to get at. It really doesn't have to be just thousands and thousands of acres. If we can just make small areas here, there, and everywhere, I hate to say that, it does at least give them something to land in, a little place to be safe, kind of that thing. So,
I mean, the lagoons out here, it's full. I mean, that's a resting area for them.
Yeah, that was one of the things I wanted to ask, too, is have you guys sat down with the city and talked about, you know, what maybe can be expanded out at the lagoons? Or
it's been
or
brought up, but we've never really pursued it.
Yeah.
It's, like I said, a lot of the work we do revolves around another organization, whether it's the DNR. In that case, it would be with the city of Frankfort.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times their hands are tied. But, I mean, if that's something that they'd be interested, we'd absolutely love to sit down and see if there's something we can do, because that back section of the lagoon is essentially a well. I mean, it is wet.
That's yeah, that's basically, and I know they're trying to keep that for that reason. They built some observation desks. They rebuilt.
They rebuilt
the decks out there.
Looks really nice.
And you have to remember too, wetlands are one of the most natural filters around for clean water.
Yep.
Again, Ed Kripe and Wyatt Lucas are our guests. They're here today representing Ducks Unlimited, because we know Ed has other jobs here, but this is now Wyatt's full-time job. And so my next question is, how can folks get involved? That's always the one thing, is they hear it. And I don't think a lot of people even knew that we had Ducks Unlimited back in our area. So how can people get involved?
You can call Ed Kripe.
And his personal cell phone number is.
Actually, we do have a Facebook page.
That's where I was going.
So, yeah.
Yep. Clinton County Ducks Unlimited. You can find this specific chapter on Facebook. But if you're asking, that's what I always like to tell people about being a volunteer, is there's no certain time commitment. You don't have to give a certain amount of money. What I tell people when I'm trying to recruit all new volunteers is if you're willing to give me an hour a week, or if you're willing to give me 100 hours a week, I'm going to take all of it and be, you know, thankful for every time that you can give me. And Ed, as a volunteer, can talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, because when we first started our first meeting, I remember it was Wyatt, myself, Tyler Burns, my son Reed,
my dad,
Matt Lucas, Justin Blevins, and that was it. And now all of a sudden it's just Sheriff Kelly was there, and now all of a sudden it's just started growing and growing. So, and it's a great thing once you get the word out, and all the events that we have, all the fundraising we do, people like to get involved in that.
I'm glad to hear about it, actually. I'm super happy to hear about this and the conservation that's going on. So kudos to you guys. Anything else you would like to add? I hope now that we've connected that you'll keep us informed. We'd like to have you guys back on, talk about things when you have, the bingo and things coming up. We'd love to help out with that in any way we can, but we'd like to know about it so we can share the information too. So anything else you'd like to share while we've got you here?
The last thing we forgot is, with the golf outing is sold out, but if there are any folks or businesses out there that would like to be a whole sponsor, we still have some of those opportunities available. For $250, you can get put on our flyer, and you will be thanked the day of the event, which is tomorrow, for helping put on and, what we like to say, cover the expenses so that more money can go back to the Ducks.
And you do get a hat and a sticker.
You do get a hat and a sticker as well. So.
Okay.
And a membership. And a one-year membership.
And a one-year membership.
And do you, yes.
And do you renew your membership yearly?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And that's a thing, too, part of our golf outing, part of our bingo. Once you commit and sign up and play in the golf outing or go to the bingo, you are automatically going to be a member of Clinton or DU for 1 year. And you'll get the Ducks Unlimited magazine for the whole year. Things like that. So
very nice, very nice. All right, so check it out, Clinton County Ducks Unlimited on Facebook. That's how you can get a hold of these gentlemen. They are still looking for whole sponsors for tomorrow, and I know it's late notice, but really, if you would just like to make a donation, I know that they would appreciate that. And again, you can find that information on Facebook. So Ed Kripe, Wyatt Lucas, thank you so much. Wyatt, good to see you again. Glad to have you back.
You
in
too.
Our appreciate glad it. You came cool. home.
Thanks for having
yeah,
us.
Yeah, no kidding. It is.
Ed,
kinda,
thank you.
Cool,
we're man. Glad to have you. I'm glad we got to talk yesterday. So yeah. I appreciate you guys coming in, especially on such short notice. So we're going to take another quick break here, and then we'll have Owen Lucas to talk about harness racing tomorrow as well. And we still have to talk about the hot dog festival. So that's all coming up on Party Line on WILO and Boone 102.7.